This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on your mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place. The stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
And we are live at PetroServe USA. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinder with the Harwood location today. Home cooking, grab and go convenience awaits you and a PetroServe near you if you're in Harwood today. Meatloaf we have for you. That's right. Meatloaf, sound good? West Main Avenue, West Fargo, cheeseburger, hot dish, or chicken pot pie. 12th Avenue and I-29, mac and beef. NP Avenue Chicken Tenders or Mac and Cheese, Glendon Sweet and Sour Chicken, Scalloped Potatoes and Ham in Yulin, Tater Tot Hot Dish on 45th Street, and Salisbury Steak in Castleton. That's right, the Castleton store is open right now. Car wash, not quite yet, but this car wash at Harwood is great, and I have some certificates for free car washes, too, if you tell us you stand for the flag. So come on by and see us, PetroServe USA, Harwood location. Kev, we have two pieces of audio we've got to get to before the bottom of the hour. One is Matt Gaetz. I want to play Matt Gaetz on This Week with whoever it is now. I forget. I always want to say This Week with David Brinkley. I date myself. It's not Stephanopoulos anymore, but I can't remember who it is. Anyway, the ABC Sunday show he was on yesterday. Because Matt Gaetz is a, I would say, top 5% communicator in the entire Republican universe. Among governors, among House members, senators, you know, party faithful. The guy's a great communicator. He is. He absolutely is. And he makes the case on why he torpedoed the border bill and the 8% reduction and had to settle for the CR. I'm going to play that clip for you. Also, we got to play the latest Joe Biden freeze-up from yesterday, which is unfortunately painful to listen to. But let's do those before we're done, okay, Ken?
All right. Yeah.
You won't let me forget. And then at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk with an NDSU student, president of the Turning Point USA chapter at NDSU. Landon Alex is going to be up here. And Landon's going to tell us about a PowerPoint that was used in class. Kev's got the PowerPoint in front of him. What do we need to know about that PowerPoint, Kev? Is it woke with a capital W-O-K-E by chance?
Yeah. You know what? I was listening to a little bit of the Gaetz thing. I'm sorry, I didn't hear the first part of your question.
I said, we're going to talk with a student from NDSU.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I thought that's what you're talking about. Yeah,
and
yeah.
You have the portfolio in front of the PowerPoint in front of you. What does it say?
Well, this has to do with a health class. It's a diversity, inclusivity, and health justice. It looks like a class, and at first...
you're not going to believe it. Trust us in this.
I guess this comes from the professor. But the second page of the PowerPoint says this: my personal acknowledgement, and I would guess you have to sign off on this. I acknowledge the privilege provided by race and identity. I recognize my own heteronormative values and biases. I continually strive to overcome those.
This, ladies and gentlemen, is a presentation for students for a health class, for crying out loud.
It's better.
NDSU. And we'll tell you more.
We'll go through more here coming up.
Yeah, save it for the bottom of the hour. Landon Alex will be here, and you won't believe it.
Oh,
and
also, my gosh.
The pair of homecoming kings at NDSU has caused a bit of the storm as well. We'll talk a little bit about that with Landon and what students think about all that. Right now, I want to talk a little bit about ethanol, because we are, of course, helping raise some money, enrich some lives, give you a little superior performance in your automobile, and same mileage when you fill up with unleaded 88. It's pink at the pump month. Wherever you see the pink, it's a little decal. You can't miss it. You'll see the pink attached to the pump. You get a chance to fill up. 3 cents every gallon goes to this fight for breast cancer. So it's important stuff. Our next guest, Tracy Olson, is the chief operating officer of the Guardian Ethanol Plant in beautiful Hankinson, North Dakota. How are you doing, Tracy?
Great, Scott. Good morning, and thanks for having me today, and thanks for your continued support for ethanol.
I love it. I said earlier, you know, I'm not a farmer. My grandparents were, so a bit of a farm family, but I love the fact that I can fill up and help farmers and help small-town North Dakota by filling up. It's as simple as that, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I've been in this industry for a long time, and I've really been able to see the revitalization of rural America as a result of the ethanol industry. And again, it's been because of, strong support and, continued support from all the rural constituents, as well as, the adoption of E10 and the further adoption of E15.
Yeah, what is unleaded 88? What is E15? Talk about this is something the EPA is working on approving for year-round use, but they're playing their usual games. We're hoping they get their act together. But tell folks what it is, E15, unleaded 88.
Yeah,
those two.
Absolutely. E15 is a 15% ethanol blend into your gasoline. It provides a higher octane value. It provides lower cost at the pump. As Scott mentioned, the EPA has been kind of playing games with the approval of this fuel due to some antiquated regulation. We were hoping, the last two summers we've had summer waivers to allow the sale of E15 or unleaded 88, during the summer months. And hopefully by next year it'll be a permanent allowed fuel.
And where can you use, what type of vehicles can you use unleaded 88 in?
It's approved for use of all vehicles from 2000 on, which is about 96% of all the vehicles on the road today.
Pretty amazing. I want to talk a little about carbon while I have you as well. There is an effort underway to take carbon, man-made carbon that happens at ethanol plants, put it in a pipe, and sequester it, and eventually use it for enhanced oil recovery in North Dakota. What do you want people to know about that effort?
Yeah, so carbon capture, it's really become an everyday talking point called carbon intensity and carbon capture, and the intent is to, capture the carbon versus emit it. And, from an ethanol standpoint, a third of our mass is released as CO2, but it's a biogenic form, meaning, corn consumes CO2 to develop. But the CO2 that the ethanol plants emit is a very clean source of CO2. So it's very readily able to be put in the pipeline and sequestered. And what that does is it reduces our carbon intensity of our ethanol by another 50 points. So it makes ethanol an extremely low carbon intensity fuel. If that CO2 can be sequestered.
And that right now is in demand in places like California, where they have different standards for the fuel, right?
Oh, absolutely. They've had a low carbon fuel standard since, I believe, by 2014. You may have been hearing a lot about sustainable aviation fuel. Right now with, again, the discussion of reducing carbon emissions, airline fuel, I mean, that's a huge demand. Currently, it uses about 110 billion gallons per year, which is about the same volume that America uses in gasoline. And so if there's a way to decarbonize the aviation fuel, you know, that's a big win.
By the way, there's something else I want to talk about. We're going to take a break here, but when we come back, the farming practices that you can do, and by the way, a ranch friend of mine, Gene Veter, out in Watford City, is doing this just in a top-notch way. This is being done in a lot of places, but there are farming practices where you can reduce your carbon intensity, so therefore the feedstock that you provide to a renewable fuel supplier also has a reduced carbon intensity score. I want to talk about that when we come back, Tracy, okay?
Great.
Short break, back with more. We're live at the PetroServe USA in Harvard location. Right now, 529. Stop by and see us. Tell us you stand for the flag. We'll slap you a $20 gift card from PetroServe USA while they last. They're going fast. Also have $20 car wash, free car wash certificates, too, at Harvard PetroServe USA. Stop and see us.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
You all have helped support MyPillow and their employees in these tough economic times. Mike Lindell knows this and continues to give back to listeners with deals on his most popular products. You've heard us recently speak about the My Slippers, the Giza Sheets, MyPillow 2.0, and more. Great news! The MyPillow 6-pack bath towel sets are back in stock. The proprietary technology makes them extremely absorbent, yet still provides that soft feel you look for in a towel. The set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. Regular price $79.98, and for a limited time you can get this 6-pack towel set for only $39.99 with promo code Scott. That's a 50% savings. So go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028 and use promo code Scott to save 50% on the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets. That's just $39.99 for a set. This deal won't last long. Enter promo code Scott and save big money today.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What's on your mind? 20 past the hour, brought to you today by MyPillow. Let's shop, shall we? MyPillow.com, MyStore.com, either one. The coffee, by the way, at MyStore.com is fantastic. Every day I hear from somebody, thanks for the tip on the coffee. We love it. And you get a subscription at a great price when you use the promo code Scott. You get the pods. You can get the ground, all kinds of different ways. So check it out at MyStore.com. There's a whole host of really neat products from entrepreneurs all across the USA, made in the USA. Every one of those MyStore.com products. So check those out. Great way to help Mike and the team at MyPillow as they continue their fight for election integrity in America. And, of course, the Better Night Sleep Boys comes with a MyPillow mattress topper. How about a MyPillow 2.0 pillow that's just fantastic? The sheets, the towels, the slippers, they'll pamper you. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 800-506-9028. Finishing our chat now with Tracy Olson from the Hankinson Guardian Ethanol Plant. I want to talk a little bit about this. You know, you talked a lot about lowering carbon intensity and things that can be done. Talk about how that works when it comes to farming practices.
Scott, Scott mentioned, farming practices make up a significant portion of our carbon intensity for our ethanol. And one way, or there's several ways that you can reduce the carbon intensity of your farming practice. Those include no-till practices, using animal manure for fertilizer, doing a double crop or a cover crop. So there are multiple ways to reduce your carbon intensity of farming, and there's a lot of work being done by the USDA and some other universities on how to continue to reduce that carbon intensity. You know, the less times across the field, the less fuel you use, which ultimately reduces carbon intensity.
So let me understand this. If my buddy Kevin Skunas out there is using these practices when he raises corn, and then he takes his corn to Castleton or Hankinson, maybe he gets a better price in Hankinson, he might take it down there. Wherever he ends up taking it, you're saying that that is a better score? Who keeps track of all that? Who keeps score?
Well, right now, that's the challenging part. There is not, that's not an approved method yet. The state of California uses a default value for farming practices. So that's one of the things that we're working on, is to trying to get them to recognize that. Now, through the Inflation Reduction Act, which we haven't received the rules yet, but they use an argon Greek modeling. And the argon Greek modeling does allow for, the farming practices. And so, if we can start using that model, then we can actually see that. And your question about who keeps track, again, that's going to be kind of the tricky part. Most likely it's going to have to be the producer, and then they'll have to certify that corn is a low CI score. And then we can attach some monetary value to that.
There's people listening to us right now who think we are, John Kerry, Al Gore, utopian Green New Deal crazies. What do you say to folks who really believe that the whole climate agenda group is dishonest, is telling us that the world's coming to an end, and fires and earthquakes and hurricanes are all caused by this? What do you say to that crowd that thinks this is a game we should not play, we ought to just opt out?
I think no matter what your opinions are, I think at the heart of things, when you think about the farming and ag community, we've always been about conservation and always been about being good stewards. And this is really, that's what we're doing. I mean, if we can reduce our input, we can reduce our, our carbon intensity. I think it's something that, ag has been doing for years. And it's really nothing different.
Makes sense. And it is very, very important to half of the corn in North Dakota goes to ethanol. Just think about that. And if they're able to lower that carbon score for, as you mentioned earlier, sustainable aviation fuels, holy buckets, is that a whole new market. Pretty incredible. And there's, by the way, a $1 billion plant on the drawing board in South Dakota now for a sustainable aviation fuel plant only happens if the Summit Carbon Solutions pipeline happens, because, of course, that would be the source of the CO2 piped up from down there. So how are folks in Hankinson for the regarding the pipeline? What's that debate like there?
You know, I think it's, you know, there's some mixed reaction to it. I think, as, you know, as there should be, I think there was some, when Summit first came in, they didn't do a very good job with the farmers and the landowners. But since then, they have really upped their game. And I think, you know, a lot of the landowners are having a better opinion of that process, and they must. I mean, Summit has claimed they've got over 80% of the right-of-way purchased.
Exactly right. Yeah, and I think you're right on the early. I understand 55 people were fired for that fiasco, where there were actually people sitting at kitchen tables of farmers threatening eminent domain, which is absolutely unforgivable. But those sins have been atoned for. They're going forward, and it's important to this industry. So do your research, come to an opinion, and put us through our paces on ours. That's what we do here on What's on Your Mind. Mike, thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it.
You bet. Take care, Scott.
You bet. 27 past the hour on What's on Your Mind. Mike and Minot is waiting to talk about Donald Trump. Hang on, Mike. Kevin, what clip have you got ready to roll?
This is the Gates one.
Go ahead and roll the Gates one, and then we'll do the
Biden he's
one.
On with, looks like he's on ABC here.
Yep.
That's all right if Republicans and Democrats join together to do what is right. If somebody wants to make a motion against me, bring it. There has to be an adult in the room.
So, are you going to do it? Are you going to move to oust him?
Kevin McCarthy's going to get his wish. I don't think the adult in the room would allow America to sit atop a $33 trillion debt facing $2.2 trillion annual deficits. I don't think the adult in the room would allow $8 trillion of this debt to come into refinancing at a higher level without serious spending cuts. And I don't think the adult in the room would lie to House conservatives. And that is exactly what Kevin McCarthy did. In January, to get the speakership, Kevin had to agree to certain guardrails on spending. And he had to agree to a process that would allow us to put some downward pressure on spending. Since the mid-90s, this country has been governed by revolving continuing resolution and omnibus spending bill. And what that means is that America's lawmakers take one up or down vote on the funding of the entire government. That is crazy. That is the reason we're $33 trillion in debt. We want to move to single subject spending bills. So he made that commitment.
By the way, nobody disagrees with Matt Gaetz.
Next week, Kevin McCarthy is still Speaker of the House.
Can you stop, Matt? There you go. Nobody disagrees with Matt Gaetz and what he's saying. Nobody. They don't disagree with it. The question is, how do you get what he wants and we all want? That's the big issue here. More after this.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
USA News Update. President Biden calling on Republicans in Congress to keep their word after passing a short-term funding bill to avoid a government shutdown. Congressman Matt Gaetz intends to make a motion this week to oust Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House. California won't be giving unemployment checks to workers on strike, with Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom vetoing a bill Saturday that had been inspired by high-profile work stoppages in Hollywood and the hotel industry. Newsom says he supports workers and often benefits from campaign contributions from labor unions, but he vetoed the bill because the fund the state uses to pay unemployment benefits will be nearly $20 billion in debt by the end of the year. Every consumer's cell phone will be part of a nationwide emergency alert this coming Wednesday at 2:20 p.m. Eastern Time. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Live at the Harwood location today of PetroServe USA. We told you we'd be out here. And how many gift cards do we have left for folks that stand for the flag, Crystal? Oh, my goodness. We're down to five left. So the next five people to come here and tell us I stand for the flag, $20 gift card in your hand, plus our friends from the North Dakota Ethanol Council and the North Dakota Corn Council are looking for you to fill up with that pink at the pump. Grab the pump that has the pink tag on it. That's unleaded 88. It is available and approved for all 2001 and newer vehicles by the EPA. So check that out. All right. Matt Gaetz is a great communicator. And I think we proved that by playing the clip we did, where he's talking about being the adult in the room. And we agree with him. The only question is, how do you get done what you want to get done? And his tactics differ with Kevin McCarthy's tactics. Kevin, you think Matt Gaetz, like I do, is a warrior, is a fighter, has got the right idea, but he's using the wrong tactics.
Right. Well, I love what he's doing. He wants to try and eat more. His eyes are too big for his stomach kind of thing. But take the wins you can get. Keep fighting. Don't let up. I love everything he says. I love a single item, line item, having a budget, a balanced budget. Are you kidding me? Like you said, yeah. We haven't done that in 30 years. So
it's started all over now. I mean, what he blew was border.
Yep.
Border security today. What he blew was an 8% reduction in government, which they never do today. But these fights
can go on
the next
45
years.
What border security do we have, though? I mean, what border security did he blow? I mean, there isn't any. So,
it was the first bite at the apple for the GOP reform at the border.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just a mess for another 45 days. It can fix all this
and
in
then,
the next 45 days.
Get back to me in the middle of November when when they're back to this again now.
Exactly right. I'm going to take Mike and Minot here, and then would you tee up that clip from.
You got it. He's ready. If you're are you sure? Okay.
Yeah. Mike and Minot, you're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to make the comment about Trump trial in New York. The only way the judge can find Donald Trump guilty of bank fraud is if Donald Trump waived his right to a jury trial. And so what's going to happen here is the jury is going to determine, they assembled a jury to determine what Donald Trump's penalty will be. So Donald Trump waived his right to a jury trial, and he left his future into the hands of a judge in New York. So it really begs the question, how much of a fighter is Donald Trump?
I mean, well, my gosh,
Alex
look how many
Jones,
points he's
said. Alex Jones did the same thing.
How do you fight on so many fronts? I mean, I think the guy's under attack by the legal system, so I can see where they do that. Plus, do you honestly think a jury in New York was going to be any different than this judge as far as the outcome?
Look, at what you, the question I'm asking is here is, a guy like Trump, where's Dershowitz in this situation? Where are all these high-powered lawyers? I mean, O.J. had Dershowitz. O.J. had Shapiro.
Trump does, too.
Trump's legal team.
Trump does, too.
Trump's trials are fake, people. He's on the anvil of the liberal left. They're hammering him into the underdog. And you will have voted for Trump three times now, and he's coming back. He's not going to lose. And when he comes back to the White House, whatever he does, is on all of you guys that voted for him. He could start a war. He's got all these warmongering Jews around him that were around him in the days.
Oh, I see. Here we go. Here we go with the anti-Semitism. No, we're gone. Thank you. Bye. Donald Trump's not a fighter. What do you think of that, Kev? That's interesting. Donald Trump's not a fighter. First call that's ever said Donald Trump's not a fighter on this program. I love it. Okay, Joe Biden yesterday. The deal gets done after all the political wrangling in the House and the Senate this weekend. And Joe Biden gets to sign it. So he comes out to sign it and share some comments. Listen to what he said.
I hope this experience for the speaker has been one of a personal revelation. I'm not being facetious. Anyway.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
He's like, wow.
The breathing there was like, what in the world? What in the world?
I don't think he has a script in front of him.
Did you hear him like breathing weird too, like exhaling?
Yeah, no, he just, him and Mitch, a little canasta this afternoon in the West Wing, I guess.
Well, the difference between Mitch and the Biden is Mitch has done it twice. And to Joe Biden does it twice a day. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
All right. Now the last story of the day for you on What's on Your Mind. What do they teach in health class at NDSU? What do you think they teach in health class at NDSU? Turning Point USA chapter president Landon Alex with us to help answer that question. Landon, how are you?
How are you doing, Scott? I'm doing well.
Nice to see you. So you got a hold of a PowerPoint, I understand, that was actually used in a health class at NDSU.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. And your chapter's been talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
What's the buzz?
Well, I mean, it's a pretty long PowerPoint. If you go through it, there's a lot of
89
not
pages.
Good things in there, Scott.
How many, Kev?
89 pages.
89 pages of a PowerPoint.
Yeah.
And this is like a health class? This is
health justice.
And what is health justice, do you know?
Well, you know, on the engineering side, we don't have classes like this, so I'm not sure what they're learning over in the health department. But health justice, I'm assuming they're trying to alleviate some of the disparities they talk about in the PowerPoint. I'm not sure exactly what their prescribed solution is for that, though.
Kevin, give me a few of the beauties you found on this PowerPoint.
Well, it's diversity, inclusivity, and health justice. They lose me at the very first line. In my personal acknowledgement, it says, I acknowledge the privilege provided by race and identity. I recognize my own heteromorphative values and bias as I continually strive to overcome them. And you know what? Most of it I'm really good with. They get down into, they talk about how culture influences nutrition and health, different parts of the world eat different things, and practicing acceptance. Of course, we all want that. Awareness of personal biases and stereotypes. We don't want any of that. We want to see content of character.
Wait a minute.
Hold on. It goes talks about building a team. But then you get in down to gender identity and sexual orientation, which leads into health challenges in the LGBTQ+ community. Now, I don't need to know anybody's identity, their orientation, who they want to sleep with, who they want to marry. Why is that a thing? But there it is.
I don't know. It sounds like a bunch of, woke madness that has nothing to do with health.
Oh, it's crazy.
What does it have to do with health class? What are you in health class for? To be indoctrinated?
They don't want any feelings hurt.
Wow. What did you think of the worst was, Lyman?
What was the worst part? Probably when they listed off all of the sexual orientations and all the genders.
I'm looking at it right now.
We had a good time in our meeting. We were just trying to figure out the definitions of what all the words meant, and most of them mean the exact same thing.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm looking at him right now. I mean, androgynous, cisgender, transgender, gender expansive, gender fluid, gender nonconforming, gender transition. There's gender queer. You've got LGBTQPQS. I mean, man, that's a lot to know.
You know anybody in this class?
Yeah, I do. Actually, my girlfriend is in the class.
And so how does this work? How does this PowerPoint work? Is that class? Is she just sits there and puts the PowerPoint out there and you're supposed to answer all these things?
Listens to it, take notes on it, learn it. I'm not sure exactly what they're trying to say with it, because I like you said, parts of it were good because they talked about, like, okay, if you're talking with someone from like an Asian community and a huge portion of their diet is rice, you can't just say, oh, you have to cut out rice from your whole thing. So a lot of it is like just being culturally aware of the nutrition of that culture, which isn't necessarily bad. But then they get into all this other stuff and all these disparities, quote unquote, that we need to cure with our nutrition. And it's just, it has no place in health class.
Boy, does it.
Exactly.
You aren't a kid, and it has no place in health class. What is Turning Point USA's chapter? What can you do about something like this?
Things specifically like this are a little tricky for Turning Point USA because we can't really go against one professor in particular. It's a little hard to push something like that, especially this professor, because I've heard that they're actually, outside of this class, a pretty decent professor. But we're pushing on a lot of other sides at NDSU, so...
So, but I mean, if I'm sitting in that class and I'm hearing that crap, I want to be able to do something about it. You tell me I can't go to the dean or somebody and say, what is this doing being taught? What would happen if you did that?
Well, I know we definitely can, and I know some of the students have actually done that. They've sent emails to the dean, but unfortunately the administration that's in NDSU right now is probably not going to fire a professor just based on the complaints of one or two students. It's going to take a lot more social pressure than that from, like, the community in Fargo and also from the students, which we don't have right now.
That's kind of sad.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. Need more people aware of what's being taught. You mentioned you're in the engineering school, but is this rare? I mean, that you encounter this kind of ridiculous wokeness in the classroom, or is it standard operating procedure?
I'd say in the engineering school and the business school at NDSU, it's pretty rare because both of those are pretty conservative and it's pretty hard to bring politics into it. But on, like, the other side of things, like the health and the social sciences and all those, I'd say it's pretty common.
And you're saying people have asked why this is being taught, but they're not even expecting any answers.
Mm-hmm.
Think we can get an answer, Kev?
I doubt it. They don't like to answer or debate or have conversations.
Well, I just want to know what that has to do with health. Three quarters.
It doesn't have anything to do
crap.
With health. Well, it has to. You know what it has to do with? It has to do with feelings. It has to do with feelings and emotions and triggering. And we don't want, God forbid, we don't want anybody's feelings hurt. We don't want anybody, you know, to feel bad, to, you know, face any kind of disappointment in life, so they can grow and learn from that. You know, we want everybody cushioned and coddled, and everybody gets a trophy. This is all from that. You know, this, right in the second page of the PowerPoint, it says, now, I don't want to trigger anybody with this, so if you feel triggered, here's a link. Go, if you feel triggered, how about you get over it? How about you just buck up, stand up, pull your big girl, big boy panties on, and get to work?
I don't understand.
This is ridiculous.
Is this professor saying to the class, if you're triggered, go ahead and leave?
Honestly, I think that the trigger warning was more for people on the left if they felt triggered about the way she was talking about things.
Yeah.
How could they be?
Who cares how you feel?
This is a leftist manifesto is what it is.
I could care less how you feel.
Health class in NDSU. Landon Alex is with us. Landon is the chapter president of Turning Point USA. They got a robust chapter on campus, but they need more to take on this level of wokeness. Speaking of which, there were two homecoming kings at NDSU. I'm going to ask Landon what he thinks about that. When we come back on What's on Your Mind, live from PetroServe USA in Harwood today, home cooking, grab and go convenience. They have meatloaf here today, and you're going to love it. More coming up.
Think about this winter. You're going along, snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway. The blower hits you right in the gut, and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Ramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
In college, you're standing at the doorstep of your life. With classes in engineering, philosophy, nursing, and more, you have the whole world at your feet. But at the University of Mary, we don't just get you ready for your career. We get you ready for your life. Because you were made for more.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about healthcare, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 11 before the top of the hour. What had you giggling the entire break? Kevin was like a kid in a candy store just giggling.
Well, you know, the Chiefs are playing the Vikings at U.S. Bank Stadium this weekend, and probably Taylor Swift will be attending the game as well. And now there's the Taylor Swift Challenge on the Internet, Scotty. Each time they show her at the game this weekend, you drink a Bud Light or you take a booster shot.
Although
there you go.
Drinking a Bud Light would not be punishment for me, but I'm opting out of the Swifty madness, that's for sure.
Joke.
Hey, we're brought to you today by our friends at Hospice of the Red River Valley. Living with a terminal illness can be a challenging and stressful experience for both patients and their loved ones. You can feel overwhelmed. You can feel alone. That's where Hospice of the Red River Valley is committed to helping people live comfortably and with a sense of normalcy. Because they believe everyone deserves to have the best quality of life possible and be treated with dignity. And they've been helping with that for 40 years. Find out more at Hospice of the Red River Valley online, hrrv.org. 10 before the top of the hour, we're back at PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go conveniences on. As I mentioned, we have meatloaf today in Harwood, but if you can't make Harwood and you're wondering, hey, where the heck should I have the late to eat today? Well, let me tell you. Cheeseburger, hot dish, or chicken pot pie, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Mac and beef on 12th Avenue, and I-29. Chicken tenders or mac and cheese, MP Avenue. Sweet and sour chicken in Glendon on Highway 10. Scalloped potatoes and ham in Newland. 45th Street has tater tot hot dish with a Salisbury steak at the new Castleton location. And by the way, come on by and see us right here. We're going to be around here till noon today. If you tell us I stand for the flag, $20 gift card get handed to you to use however you like at PetroServe USA. And I've got some free car washes for you. Plus, at noon, we'll draw to find out who wins $100 in gas from PetroServe USA. Where today, at this location and any PetroServe USA location and other participating retailers across the state, when you fill up with unleaded 88, 3 cents per gallon is donated to Pink It Forward. That's right, and that's all month long. You can choose unleaded 88 to help us fight breast cancer. Pink at the pump. Watford City, Williston, all the way to the east. Look for those pumps. All right, 9 before the top of the hour, our guest is Landon Alex here for a few more minutes. Landon is president of the PetroServe, that's one USA, the Turning Point USA chapter at NDSU. How many folks you got in your chapter?
We got about 30 who show up regularly to our weekly meetings, and then we have, I think, over 70 registered with my NDSU.
We had some great events, bringing Candace Owens.
Mm-hmm.
Got any other events coming up?
Yeah, this semester we're bringing Brandon Tatum. So that should be a really fun event.
Who is Brandon Tatum?
He's Officer Brandon Tatum.
He's a influencer. He's got a huge following on YouTube. He's an ex-police officer. So he's coming to kind of talk about, like, backing the blue and...
Awesome.
Yeah.
I've not heard of him, Kevin, in my autograph.
Oh, he's awesome, man. He and Candace Owens have got Brexit. He's the he's part of the Brexit movement, too.
Got it. So yep. This weekend was homecoming at NDSU, and you have two homecoming kings. What do you think of that?
Mm-hmm. I think it's a shame. I think NDSU... is kind of taking the coward's way out because they don't want to deal with the whole gender debate, so they're just saying, oh, we're not going to have any sort of gender within our homecoming royalty. We're just going to have people vote, and the two people with the most votes win homecoming, I guess, I don't even know what they call it now, homecoming royalty, I guess. But, yeah, I think it's a shame because Turning Point, well, at least Turning Point believes that homecoming king and queen is such an important tradition for, like, our culture and our culture of the students.
Yes.
And it's more than just that, because we need to hold our institutions accountable, and they need to recognize that there is a difference between men and women. And having a homecoming king and a homecoming queen represents that, because it's just an important tradition, Scott.
Yeah, no, it makes a lot of sense.
It's not privilege, it's not racism, it's not anything. It's a king and a queen, a man and a woman. And you're canceling women with this, is what they're doing.
Well, I would argue the same thing. I would argue that if, you know, you've taken away an opportunity for an NDSU female to be a homecoming mm-hmm. queen, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy. When you say they're copping out, why do you say they're copping out? Just because they say, hey, the policy is students decide... gender is not a factor, so
yeah.
by punting it to the students voting for this, I assume they voted for it. Is that the deal?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we voted for the two winners. I mean, I voted for a guy and a girl personally, but evidently the two top winners were Zach and Connor.
Oh my gosh, there's a part of me that feels really bad for Zach and Connor.
Are they a couple, by the way? That's my one question.
No, they're not a couple. I'm actually pretty good friends with Connor. He's, like, super involved with Bison Catholic. He's a really great guy.
See, that's what I was wondering. Everybody jumped to the conclusion that it was a gay couple that got announced king and queen or king and king or whatever.
No, it was the top two vote-getters.
Yeah, it was the top two vote-getters. But, and again, six women on the available to vote for. But, you know, and the student body voted for two guys.
What would Connor say if we asked him about the idea of two...
I haven't really talked to him about it. I think he's just kind of fed up with the whole thing. I think he just wants to move past it.
Do you think this will change something going forward?
In particular, as far as changing the...
there's donors that are losing their mind over mm-hmm. this. This is the wider NDSU community, and I'm not just talking about on campus. I'm talking about alum and supporters are losing their mind over this.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they'll change it?
I think the only way... that the school will change it is if the pressure to keep it is stronger than the pressure that the outrage that would happen if they changed it. Because they know that if they do change it, there's going to be a huge outrage from the left. And so the only way they change their minds and go back to just having a homecoming king and queen would be if there's the pressure to change it is stronger than that.
They shouldn't succumb to the noise. That's a loud minority.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Shut up. No.
Landon, grateful that you're doing what you're doing on the campus of NDSU. Keep it up, okay?
All right. Thank you, Scott.
Landon, Alex, and by the way, beware of the health class at NDSU. Holy buckets. See you tomorrow, folks. God bless.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, green dryers, no-right services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
These days, you can get a car wash in about every corner. But at PetroServe USA, you'll get a great car wash. And you can come on inside for some hot stuff, personal pan pizza, some cookies, some muffins, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, and fill up all in one stop. Brand new to Harwood, North Dakota, the all-new PetroServe USA car wash. Check that out. Coming soon to Castleton, too. It's a trifecta. Great fuel, great food, and a great car wash all in one. PetroServe USA.
PetroServe USA.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.